Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Wish it was Sunday. Another pleasant valley Sunday.
Sunday came and trashed me out again.
Wake up!
Good morning, and we're in trouble.
Life, health, home, travel, and more. Life Matters, brought to you by Mercy Health, a passion for making lives better. Braden Dental, two generations of dental care, downtown Lake Geneva.
Is the laugh button working?
Good, all right, here we go. In three, two, one.
Life Matters is on your radio, Lake 96.1.
I just have one question. Is this your Halloween costume?
No, it's not, but I feel like I could be a lumberjack, so maybe it is. I don't know. It's just a test run.
I don't know why you think that. I think that's cute.
I just feel like I'm just lumberjacky.
No.
I don't know. I got it for Farm Aid, and then it was supposed to be, it's a little heavier. It's a heavier flannel shirt, button-down shirt that I have on for everybody that obviously can't see because we're radio. But
sometimes we forget.
Sometimes we do forget. I keep thinking, like, we really do need a camera in here. But I got it for Farm Aid, but then it was supposed to be warmer and then obviously rain.
It was
so
not.
Nope. So
I love it. No, it's this pink and black and white plaid. It's really super cute, as always.
Thank you. Thanks. I just feel very lumberjacky today.
Do you like put on a costume to hand the candy out to the children?
Yes, I'm planning on it. I don't know what I will be. I know I'm going to be for coming to work on Halloween.
Right.
But I don't know if I'm going to change. I don't know if I'm going to switch. I probably will.
So your trick-or-treating isn't today?
No.
I don't know when everybody's is. I haven't been paying attention.
Well, I believe where you live, you missed it. Lake Geneva was already, it's past.
Nobody comes to the trailer hood. They don't think we can afford any
candy. Oh, stop it. I'm telling you right now, go to where Nancy Douglas lives. Because they've got it going on.
Well, now I've eaten it all.
Now, last year we didn't have any, just because of where we lived.
Right, we never have any.
And the year before that, we didn't have any. 2 years prior to that, I handed out full candy bars because I didn't think that we would have that many, which was the case. But now this year, I'm going to have to get smaller than miniature size.
Right, you're going to have to get 100,000 pieces of candy where you're at this year.
I'm just going to have to give out wrappers. Here, kids, this is all the candy that I ate. Thank you so much.
I ate it all.
You're a little late.
You should have been here a half hour ago. I ate it all. Yeah, I usually put a little bag together for the grandkids.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have, used to be two. Now we have little Marty Jr. that is our neighbor's grandson.
Mm-hmm.
We call him Marty. Ty and I call him Marty Jr.
I love that.
And so he's old enough now that I'm going to have to put a bag together for him. But they just come over to see Marty and then to see me, obviously, because I give them candy.
Yes.
But I put together those four or five bags and that's it. That we just don't have any.
That's nice, though.
It's fine.
It really is nice. I'm pretty excited. Halloween is one of my favorites.
You know, Halloween's one of my favorites, and I know I should probably save this. I think that there are two things that I read about this week about Halloween that really, I'm just, you know how you can hear me roll my eyes on the air?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that both of these things should be saved for Don't Even Get Me Started, but we have so much for Don't Even Get Me Started this week that I think I'm going to mention them now. So
what?
In Australia, Kmart removed a children's Halloween costume from its shelves.
Hold on. There's still Kmart?
In Australia.
In Australia.
Right.
I love Kmart, though, but go ahead.
Because a concerned parent called the outfit beyond inappropriate. Okay, now here's where you start thinking, you know, sexy cowgirl or wench or something that should have been an adult costume, but, you know,
Right.
No, we're talking about the bride costume.
They removed a bride costume?
Uh-huh.
For...
The woman says her name is Shannon something.
Oh, my
goodness. I can't
find
her name. Anyway, she said it's Let's see.
That is so
what does she say?
Many little girls.
Oh, this is beyond inappropriate and offensive, and Kmart has a social responsibility to pull this item off their shelves immediately. Each year, 12 million children, girls as young as 6 years old, the same size as this, quote, costume, are sold or married off by their family without their consent. And so she thinks that because of, yeah.
What does she think? That the families are going to go out and buy this costume so that their kids can,
the,
like, the,
that the, that that is, the, yeah, the child, the bride costume. It's not, and it's not called child bride costume. It's just a bride costume. Mm-hmm. Marriage means child abuse and torture in its worst forms, and sex trafficking and all of this other stuff. And so, yeah, so it says Kmart spokesperson said, Kmart Australia regrets the decision to range the bride costume. It was not intended to cause offense, and we sincerely apologize. Okay.
Wow.
Every girl dreams of this beautiful wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when do we, how do we cross this line? Where do we get to this point where we're like, okay, that you can't buy a $6 costume for your kid who wants to be a bride and the little boy next door is going to be the groom and all this because that a bride, now a wedding dress,
right,
represents child trafficking? That's not how normal people think.
No, not at all.
Right.
You hit the nail on the head.
It's not normal.
With normal people thinking. That is not normal thing. No, and also, like you said.
And stop caving to this crap.
Yes.
Stop doing this.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How many, there's so, people can find offensive things, obviously, with anything. And why do big corporations decide to go ahead and cave? And especially Kmart? I mean, just especially anybody, but Kmart, there's only like four stores left.
I know.
All of a sudden, they're out of business.
Well, they
know?
Don't. They,
I
if mean, there's only four stores left, they can't afford to tick anybody off.
But no, they can't.
Now you've just ticked me off because you gave credibility to this argument.
Mm-hmm.
These are children that are dressing up for Halloween. Nobody is going out picking their child's costume based on what criminals do. You know what I mean? Like, this
exactly.
is not, that's not, it's just like a first grader could learn algebra.
Mm-hmm.
It's until the big people say, oh no, you can't do that, you have to do this first, that they don't know that they can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
Kids aren't born racist. Kids aren't born angry. Kids aren't born jealous. Kids aren't born any of that. It's not until some big, tall person tells them about it.
Big, tall person.
Yeah.
You're right. Exactly.
And so the little girl who dreams of this beautiful wedding like all little girls do.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're taking that away, too. Like, oh, my gosh. Let's
for
just
Halloween.
Kill the children's dreams. Why don't we?
I mean, what about
then? This my second problem this week was the town in New Hampshire, or it's Virginia.
What?
Virginia. And I'm sure they're not the only ones, but they're the ones in the news right now, so I'm going to pick on Virginia. They have a law that if you're over 14, you can be ticketed for trick-or-treating.
They can be ticketed for
uh-huh.
trick-or-treating.
It's a $250 fine.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, they've never enforced it, and supposedly the only reason why they enacted the law mm-hmm. in the first place was because if then it gave them teeth to punish people if they were disorderly or
I see
whatever.
I see.
But I'm pretty sure that the cops can do that anyway without a law that says if you're over 14, you shouldn't be trick or treating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying if a 16-year-old comes to your door and they're still engaged and participating in a childhood tradition,
mm-hmm.
let them be kids for one more night. Just
right.
As long as they're not being stupid and as long as they're being polite and as long as they are, in fact, dressed up and not just showing up at your door begging for chocolate.
Right. Which a couple years ago I had I had so many younger kids, you know, or older kids, I should mm-hmm. say, and they were dressed up and they were just having the time of their life.
Right.
And they were we just had a nice talk and it was nice to see them out and about.
Respectful.
Like you said. Yes. And enjoying
right.
the night and. You know, because in
but
a couple more years, it's not going to happen.
If there's heathens that knock on your door and they just have their jeans and sweatshirts on and they're just being, you know, whatever. No, you're not trick-or-treating. That's
no.
not the same thing. Either
right.
get into the spirit of the holiday or go find something else not
or
illegal
go home
to do.
And hand candy out
right.
to the young kids.
Figure out how to participate.
Yeah.
Don't just walk around begging for food.
No.
That's different.
With a pillowcase.
Right. Yeah.
Don't
Come
do
on.
That.
I mean, something.
Yeah.
Make an effort.
Yeah. Definitely make an effort.
Right.
And
or get a
and
job and buy your own candy.
Right.
What?
That's no, it's true.
It's not even funny.
It is. It, I know.
Get
but
a
it's
a damn job.
Because if we have to say that, and it's just, it
I know.
Isn't.
It's
it
sad we have to say
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So, let's, yeah.
So I'm just like not. Plus, my husband's birthday is on Halloween.
So,
my daughter's birthday is the day before Halloween.
Oh my
so
gosh. You ours, have a busy week.
Yeah. Our family is less Halloween and more birthday.
More
this
birthday.
Week. So, it, I don't. Although, my little grandson. My four-year-old grandson, Dominic, dressed as Mario, and my daughter, Katie, dressed little one-and-a-half-year-old Ellie up as Luigi.
Luigi. I think that is so cute.
That
is
was hysterical.
So adorable, too.
And as I've mentioned before, Dominic is autistic, and he didn't make the connection until this year that if he says trick-or-treat, people give him candy.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't really care about candy up until now. But mm-hmm. then he got all potty-trained, and that's how she potty-trained him, was she bribed him with candy.
Uh-huh.
And Hershey's Kisses are his favorite. And so once he figured out he was going to get chocolates, if he said trick-or-treat, he's like, now he's all in.
Now he is all
right.
for it.
And he said thank you to every single person that gave him candy.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, but
that
it was like
perfect.
The first year that he made the connection.
Yeah.
So it was hysterical.
A very
special and then little
time.
Ellie, she just wants to do whatever her brother's doing.
And
so she just followed him around as little Luigi all night. And
perfect. I love
with
those costumes with a mustache.
She doesn't care what candy is. She just has to do what her brother's doing.
She
so.
Does. And
that was
just
hysterical.
I bet they just had the time of their lives. It's so fun.
Yes. You know what we do have today?
We have
Renee Wilging from Hendricks Wilging Insurance. And she's going to. So does you see this good mood that I'm in?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about health insurance today.
Oh.
So you can see just the gray cloud starting to form over my head because
yes.
you know how much I hate talking about this.
I know.
Hate.
But I did get a letter this week.
Oh, you did?
I did. So maybe that we're going to be talking about that, about all the letters that people are getting them. Getting
I'm
the mail.
Just trying to avoid checking my mail.
Oh, I try, but yeah.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
There are some important dates.
There are some important dates. Why we can't just have the freedom to do what we want when we want in the United States that is a free country, I do not know. But no, there's like a 5 or 6 week window
mm-hmm.
that you can choose your health care option
when is
every
this?
Year. And that's it. You don't get to do it all the time like you should be able to do in a free trade society.
Do you think it'll ever go
but
back?
But I digress. Yes, I do. I absolutely do.
I hope so.
This program is unsustainable as
really,
it stands.
Really.
And so you just have to let it collapse. I mean, that's what he's doing. That's what the president's doing. You have to let it collapse and then you have to and say, see, this isn't working.
Right. I just hate it. I just hate it. So,
yeah. Some
parts but I don't hate Renee. Love Renee.
Oh, we love her.
We do.
Yeah. She delivers the news in the best possible manner.
She does.
And then she gets up and runs. So right now she's going to run in, though.
Good.
Coming up next, right after the break, Renee Wilging, right here on Life Matters on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Oh, Renee.
Hello. Good morning.
Renee Wilging joins us this morning from Hendricks Wilging Insurance and Associates and Company and Esquire.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's queen of the insurance
and
game.
A couple of us here, but okay. Yeah. That's good.
I'm just making up
things. No, you can
this
do
morning.
It. It makes right. me sound fancy.
Hey, well, you know what? Fake news is all over the place, and mm-hmm. so I'm just making stuff up.
You can make stuff
Everybody
up.
Else does. Why can't I?
As long as it's good stuff.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
true.
I don't care.
That's right.
Just don't
that's
make
right.
up bad stuff. Takes a long time to defend that.
Well, mm-hmm.
yeah, but you wouldn't
anyway,
do that anyway.
I wouldn't
no.
make up bad stuff. That bad stuff's no fun.
Well, what we're talking about today is no fun either.
What is it? What are we talking about?
Are you
today?
Gonna? Is this a preliminary
it
strike
is.
On? Don't even get me started.
It is. And
for the love of
I mean,
God, woman.
Normally, Renee, I mean, you have half a smile. Normally, you're all smiles when you come in here, ready to talk,
hurt.
And now all of a sudden, it's just.
Yeah.
November's, you know, kind of a rough time for everybody. But there's a lot of changes. So we need to only get the piece of paper and pencil out because there's some dates that you can't miss.
You know, I have I'm breaking down, and I think I'm going to change.
Yeah,
are you really
this year? I think I have to. I can't pay $1,600 a month anymore.
Oh my god,
I just can't do it.
It's easier to change now than it has been in the past.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean it's more affordable to change. So that's.
But my thing has been if I pay $1,500 a month and then the deductible. Everything on this particular policy, which has been grandfathered in for years, mm-hmm. and I think I'm probably the only person in the United States, I won't let go of it, and they haven't made
me.
No,
we have a few people still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they haven't made me let go of it yet.
Nope.
I have a feeling that they're going to, and I'm sick of paying it. But it's nearly $1,600 a month, and then my deductible, but then everything's covered 100%.
100%, right.
So I can budget for that. I know that $1,600 a month times 12 plus my deductible is the maximum I'm going to pay in
right.
a year for our health care.
And that's why you need to look at your insurance. You need to look at what is your maximum out-of-pocket
right.
mm-hmm. Situation. You know, so you need to look at that.
But you said I could possibly get a plan that is less money per month. With whatever deductible,
right.
we'll talk about deductibles, but then there's a stop loss that if you add all that up, it could be if we incur, because see, what you have to remember is right now, we're basically incurring this debt every year.
Right, right.
Less the deductible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If you have medical issues, you that's the way you have to look at your insurance.
Right.
That you're going to meet your deductible. So
right.
now you got to look at what are your guarantees that are going to come out of your pocket before that. So you just need
right.
to look at it. But if you're somebody who maybe doesn't have any health issues, it's very hard to determine, well, do I want to, you know, it's the time that you go with that $10,000 deductible for the lower premium that January 3rd, you end up in the hospital.
Right.
You
right.
know, so now
I'm
you're like,
so
well, what the heck,
that.
You know? And I mean, you can pay payment plans to the hospitals. By all means, you can do that, and there's no interest that they're going to charge you.
Right.
But it's still that weight, you know. If you've got this huge debt and you've got this weight behind you, how are you recovering? You know, it's going to affect your recovery of mm-hmm. whatever this illness is. But if you're somebody who's healthy, you have a lot more choices. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
if you're somebody who has any chronic condition, your choices are very minimal. I mean, that's just what the problem is going to be. So if
right.
you're somebody who uses your insurance, you're going to have a harder time.
Right.
You know, so, but there's options
out
there.
But, like, we don't use it every year. Last year, we had nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
But insurance companies go back 5 years.
Sure.
And
absolutely.
So they say, in the past 5 years, have you been in the hospital? If you say yes, the majority of them aren't going to take it.
Right.
Unless you're through the healthcare.gov, you know, the Affordable Care Act
right.
programs, because those are no pre-existing conditions come into play.
Right.
They don't even look at it for the premiums or anything. It's not based on that. But if you go to the private side, or even like a short-term major medical or any of those, you're going to be looking at, they're going to ask those pre-existing condition clauses. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. You know, conditions. So, yeah. So you're going to have that problem. There's just a lot of different. It depends on what category you're in, like talking about Medicare, people that have Medicare and
mm-hmm.
they're on Medicare, their supplements are coming up. If you just have a standard supplement, you can just go status quo. You can keep going.
Okay.
You can actually change that one whenever you want to. But the problem with Medicare supplement, the standard one, is that it's going to be they're going to look at your pre-existing conditions. So when you're older, obviously, you know, you're on high blood pressure medication, cholesterol medications. There's things that they really don't look at that stuff. What they look at are things like things that are chronic that have brought you into the hospital that made you, like gout that you're now in the hospital for, diabetes that's uncontrolled, cancer, heart attacks. They want to make sure that that's all cleared. So if you're in a Medicare supplement, a standard one, you can just carry on. It's probably going to go up every year due to your age, and it is what
right.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
those,
normal.
But
like,
that when you can shop whenever you want
type
to.
Things. Right. You know, those increases are, like, those are expected.
Yeah, they are. But when
yeah.
you're on a fixed income, you know, because people, obviously, most people
sure.
on Medicare supplement are,
retired.
You know, 65 and older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some on that are Medicaid that have it. But the other thing what's coming up right now is your Medicare Advantage program. And I don't, and we've talked about it here, that there's a difference between a Medicare supplement where it picks up where Part A and Part B drop off.
Right.
You know, deductibles and hospital care, it picks up where the other one leaves off. Medicare Advantage is actually just another tier. It's not considered a regular Medicare supplement. And what it does, and it's not part of Medicare, but what it does is it gives you co-pays and co-insurance. It actually will give you some of them will give you vision, some of them will give you dental, some of them will give you, you know, those gym memberships. And it'll also give you that Part D, the prescription portion, which is very important because otherwise you get penalized. But you can only go into your Medicare Advantage. Now, you should have gotten your renewal by now saying if you want to continue on, you know, you need to do that. But if you don't, you have until December 7th. So December 7th is your last date that you get to join up with a Medicare Advantage. So okay. you're running out of time. Okay, so you really need to take a look at it. And that includes with the Part D, the prescription.
Okay.
So remember that day. It went from October 15th to December 7th to be covered for 2020, January 2020.
Okay. Good to know.
So we've got a whole big group of people in that situation. The other thing is you can change your open enrollment if you're in an open enrollment period. So say you decide you want to do this Medicare Advantage, and then you're in it and you're like, I don't really like it. This is not going to work for me.
Yeah, what happens then?
You have until, this is for Medicare Advantage, you have until March 31st that you can actually, it's kind of like an open free look.
Out.
Yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
You're a little like you can change it during that
right.
time. But if you want to go into a Medicare Advantage program, you need to commit to it by December 15th or December 7th.
December 7th.
December 7th, yeah. So you need to remember that. So, and these dates are very specific. Same with the Part D, the prescription, same dates. If you turn 65 and you do not enroll in a prescription program, you will get penalized 1% of the national average rate. Okay, so the national average rate of a Part D program is about $33, $35, national average. That's how much it costs. So you would get charged 1% per month. So if you can see, if you're 65 and now you're 68 and you decided now to take out your Part D, you're going to get hit with that penalty of that 1%. So it could be like another $10, $12 a month that's going to cost you more. And that's forever. That's not that they just penalize you once because you're required to take it out. Okay,
because
you're required to take out. So what I always tell people is
this new?
Oh no, no, it's not new.
But did it come along with the Affordable Care Act?
No, no.
How can they require you to take it out?
That's where you.
Well, they do. They require you to carry the prescription claim because they want to make sure that this prescription program. Is very important for seniors. Obviously, that's one of the big hot topics, you know, when we're talking about seniors that cannot afford their medication. And it is subsidized. So they want to make sure that everybody is participating and putting money into pot so then it pans out.
Then why don't they just add it to the whatever program
if you
that
have
they
a Medicare,
take?
Yeah, if you have a Medicare Advantage program, more chances than none, it's going to include the Part D, so then you're fine. You're locked in. If you turn 65, what we try and tell people to do is go on to senior care. It's very inexpensive. It's Wisconsin, you know, senior care.
Mm-hmm.
You go on to it. It goes by your income, but it can be free. It can be $50 a year. I mean, it's very inexpensive, but then you're locked into a qualifying Part D policy and that penalty stops.
Oh,
but what a lot of people think is, I turned 65. I'm only taking generic meds. I can get them at Walmart. I don't need this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then go on to senior care and lock into this qualifying thing, and then they won't penalize you because that penalty, like I said, it lasts forever. So the minute you take out that policy, finally you take it out, and for however many months you have not had it, that's how much higher premium that you're going to pay than somebody who took it out when they were supposed to. So we're looking $10, $12, $15 a month going forward. I mean, it's not just for like 1 year.
You know what I love about the government?
Wow.
I love about the government that they make you pay for stuff that you didn't use.
Right.
Retroactively.
I know.
pay
right.
for somebody else's care.
Right.
That's what I love that about right. the government.
It's
don't
very
you?
Frustrating. But people, what's funny is seniors actually understand this part a lot. You know, when I'm talking to them, they really do understand that Part D thing. You know, they know that, well, I'm going to take that penalty, but I'm not quite ready to do that. I'm not going to, because if some of the programs, you know, the national average cost for a Part D program is $33. Ours is around $50. So in Wisconsin, so it's not cheap. So $50 a month, you're budgeting for prescriptions when you're not taking it in.
That's insane.
And that's like with a private carrier. So, but if you do senior care, it's less expensive. And it, especially if you're taking a lot of medications or whatever, get onto a Part D program right away. But if you're
Well, you would.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, some people don't.
Why? Why would you want to pay for, if you're taking a lot of medicines, man, that $4 prescription at Walmart may not be there.
Yeah, exactly. I know. But you still see some people saying, I can't afford the $50 a month plus the co-pays plus my brand name. They're only going to pay, you know, 50% of my brand name drug. And they're still going to, you know, there's a tier situation.
Yeah.
Those are the people that might start going to the Medicare Advantage program where Medicare Advantage program is kind of cool because in some situations there's no premium. I know it sounds funny. There's no premium, but it picks up like it's hard to budget, though. Like a regular Medicare supplement picks up where Medicare leaves off. So you pretty much, if you go to the hospital, you shouldn't really not have a bill.
Right.
Okay. It doesn't have it doesn't have, you know, vision or dental or prescription, but care.
Right.
You know, you should have nothing, but it's more expensive, you know, $150, $170 a month. But you know, budgeting forward, if something happens to you, you've got no cost. You should have very little or no cost. The advantage is you know that you're going to have co-pays and co-insurance and things like that that you're going to have to budget out. So maybe for a long period of time, you have not used your insurance, which was great, and you haven't had to put any premium in because of it's a Medicare Advantage. But now all of a sudden you get sick. Now all of a sudden something happens. You have to share in that cost a little bit.
Right.
Now, there's stop gaps. I mean, there's definitely stops where, especially on the senior side, you know, you're not going to get a $200,000 bill. That's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be out-of-pocket expenses you're going to do. And gosh, if we all had a crystal ball, we would say, well, I know I'm going to need this one, or I know I'm going to, you know, but we don't know that. So right now is our time to just sit and think about, what do we want our insurance to do for us? You know, and so in talking to the Medicare and the Medicare supplements, that's one thing that seniors have to really sit down and think about and look. And the agents that talk to them, we all have to be certified. We can't just say, oh, I can sell health insurance, so I'm going to sell Medicare supplements.
Mm-hmm, right.
We have to be certified. We have to take ethics classes. We have to take special classes to deal with seniors because, you know, obviously we want to protect them.
Right.
We don't want them taken advantage of, or we don't want them bullied thinking that they have to go one way or another.
Exactly. Right.
It's like, here's your information. Do you understand? If you don't, we'll keep talking, you know, and then you can make the decision what works best for you. And you're stuck with it for a year.
Right. What a blessing that you are.
So,
seriously,
people that work with Medicare supplements, they should be doing the same thing. So, and we've got a lot of good agents that do that. But yeah, that's one of them.
So let's talk for a second. We're talking with Renee Wilging from Henrichs Wilging Insurance about health insurance. So let's talk for like the normal,
everybody,
everyday person.
Under 65.
Under 65.
Okay.
So what changes, you know, if, again, I want to make this change.
Right.
How do I go about figuring out whether or not it's appropriate this year to do this, if you know what I mean?
Like, there's a lot of steps you need to take right now. Okay, so right now, say my husband, my husband's got a group policy.
Right.
So we already got the information on what 2020 is going to be, and we need to make a decision on what we're going to do. We only have until November 6th.
Wow.
So to make our decision for 2020, or we don't have it. It's not like you get what you got last year. Mm-hmm. You have to enroll. So look at your deadlines you're getting from your group policies. So that's one thing.
On a group policy through an employer, you have to keep enrolling every year.
You do have to
like
enroll every
new?
Year. Yeah, every
Good
they
Lord.
Have everything's kind of pre-filled. You know what I mean? Like they give you a check, but they change. Now, one thing you want to check on: say you've done the same. You know, you've been with United Healthcare every year, Anthem every year with your employer, and everything is good. Just double check that your primary care physician is still part of that program. Things are always shifting that way, and you don't want to enroll in the same program you had last year, and then find out that now your doctor's not part of that program.
Oh,
say Children's Freight or something like that.
Right.
Make sure it takes 2 seconds to double check. Does your doctor still take this insurance? Because now 2020 comes, you've made a decision to stay where you were before, assuming that your doctor was going to be in there, and they're not.
All you have to do is call them.
Call them.
Anybody in their office. Anybody. Yeah, they can.
So you can check it. Right. Or when you're doing online, a lot of times you can do a search online.
Right.
If you're not a person that's real techie, just call your doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, do that. Then go through and look through your program and make sure the deductibles and everything haven't changed a lot, because they are changed. They change constantly. So you need to make sure what's going to be affordable with you. Don't just click the boxes same, 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 same. Really look at what you want to do. I found out this year that a lot of people don't realize that, like my son's getting married. He's not getting married for 2 years. But he's on a lot of different medications that my husband's insurance really does not pick up, because we have a high deductible for even our prescriptions. That even though he's not married to his fiance, he's going to go on to her policy, her group policy. And you can do that as a life partner. And you don't have to be married. You don't have to be engaged. You just have to be, you know, the significant other, the life partner.
Really?
And go on to the other party's group policy. Now, is that for everybody? No. If you're in a very small employer, that's probably not going to be a possibility. But if you're in with a bigger corporation, go to HR and ask.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is better for my son to go on to her policy. He gets better prescription coverage than to come with us.
Right.
You know, so other things there's things that you can think outside the box. You know, there might be something that you've been on the Affordable Care Act, you know, for a while, getting tired of it or whatever. But your life partner has got a group policy through work.
Right.
Great policy. Working for the city or whatever. You know what I mean? Great, great policy.
Right.
Have him check HR. Can you be added to that policy? At what cost? What are the, you know, check it out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, because generally what happens is employers pay X amount of dollars for the, you know, to supplement the employees.
Right. But the dependents, usually you don't pay, they pay for it themselves.
Right. And so don't, it's not like you're going to go on that policy at the same rate.
No, your employer.
As your spouse or partner does, you will have to pay.
Right.
But
you might have benefits that will,
if
it's going to be better for you as far as your medical situation, that might be an option that you can take a look at.
Right.
It's a phone call.
I was going to say, you might as well check it out.
Exactly. Now is the time to do your research, because I don't think a lot of people realize that that is a possibility in many cases. So it's something that you want to take a look at.
So then the marketplace.
The marketplace.
The dreaded marketplace. For those of us who just
healthcare.gov.
Right. So then we have,
11-1.
The situation, we only have until
11-1 is the starting date. You have until December 15.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So in our situation, we just have a private policy. We've had it all this time.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where we want to go?
Mm-hmm. If you have pre-existing conditions, you definitely want to go there. If you're lower income, you definitely want to go there first, because that's where you're going to find your subsidies. Okay, so I would make that as a starting point. So now you know, because they'll give you the options of what's available in your area. Okay, so then you can look at it and you can see, you can kind of play with it. Then you can go outside and take a look at some other options that you may have, you know. So, but I would go through there first. It's a lot easier than it was when we first did this years ago. Remember when everything was blowing up and they had to extend everything?
Remember
and,
it took me something like 61 tries.
Oh, my gosh. It was horrible when it
first
came out.
It took me 61 tries to log on to the website.
Did
we were
really?
Keeping track. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I couldn't get
on. Well, it was
crashed
and no one could get on it. And it was
horrible. Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Well, now, just remember, if you don't choose by December 15th, you will have no coverage for 2020. Okay? So
even if you have it right now, you have to go and
You normally should have gotten a renewal notice, and there should be an easy process of renewing what you have right now. I mean, that there should be a process. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't go back in there and see what's out there. You know, what are your options out there? Your financial situation may have changed.
Have the options changed? Have they gotten better, or are there fewer options? Because, you know, you heard all these stories about these insurance companies pulling out of these programs because they couldn't.
That last year was pretty bad as far as a lot of companies pulling out. This year, I think it's okay.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot more in our area, the Dean Care, Mercy Care, some of the more HMO type things popping up, and those are going to be more affordable. Obviously, if you go to any doctor you want and all that kind of stuff, you're going to pay for that. That service, you know, of being able to go wherever you want. And what we've all been used to doing is now going to cost you more. So you've got to put a price tag on, you know, what's most important to you. Is my doctor in, you know, one of those programs? Then fine, I'm going to take the lower premium one if it's not going to affect me. But if you have maybe some chronic conditions and you're doctors like Freightert or whatever, you know, and you want to make sure those doctors are there. Right. They know your case. So you're not going to have the chance of being with some of those lower premium policies probably.
Right.
Your financial situation may have changed. Even if your wife started working part-time and you're working full-time and they, you know, you may have gone down $10,000 a year in your household
in this
income.
Economy,
and that could make a big
not
difference.
Not likely, but yeah.
But that could make a big difference,
yeah.
You know. But if you don't do it by December 12th, you have nothing for 2020. Now,
because let's look at the flip side of that. The other thing is that there might also be, because generally people's incomes have gone up.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, that's just a fact. So, but there might be options out there on the flip side that, oh, well, I want to pay another $50 a month because this plan has this, and this.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to change because...
But you can reduce your deductible maybe.
Right.
Or, you know,
but,
just kind of play with it.
Right.
It,
I'm going to go from a $10,000 a year to a $7,000 a year deductible for only $500 a year. Okay,
right.
Well, you just saved $2,500
right.
a year.
Right.
So it's worth it to go on and shop around and compare just because you might get a better...
Yeah,
you might be able to afford more coverage now.
And I don't necessarily believe you should be talking to your neighbors about all this because I think that's putting too much information in the pot because everybody's situation is different.
Right.
You know, so you have to know what do you want your insurance to do for you? Like we've always said, like with car insurance and all that, what do you want your insurance to do for you? What do you want to pay? What do you want to self-insure? Where do you want to go with this? If you've got chronic health issues, obviously you want the best service. You do the best. And you're going to pay for it. Unless the subsidies will help you out, then you're in a different situation there too. But it's things that you have to look at. But there's other options. There's, you know, if you look at doing some of the private policies, they are going to look at pre-existing conditions, but they're probably going to get a lower premium.
Right.
Short-term major medical policies have gotten way better than they used to be. But again, they're going to look at pre-existing conditions, and they're either going to exclude them or they won't take them. So, but if you're healthy, it's an option of lower premiums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going to get as much extra care, you know, in your policy. But if you're not one that really goes to the doctor very often, maybe that's your option. And like I said, I think a lot of people didn't know that they could go on to their significant other's policy unless they were married. And
and
they can in some cases, in a lot of cases. Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Excellent.
It's awesome. I think that I don't know why. I mean, if they're going to pay for it, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they're asking. Nobody's asking. And this is for anybody, married, not married, fiance, whatever.
Right, right.
If I mean, no matter what, you're going to pay for it. If you're willing to pay for something, why can't they have it?
Right.
You know?
Exactly. And it's not hurting the employer because the employer's not paying for
it.
You know what I mean? You're adding it instead of doing employee only, you're doing employee and spouse.
Right.
You know, you're doing it that way. And some employers, larger employers, might pay for half that spouse premium, you know, so, you know, spouse can be a significant other. Spouse,
even if they don't, group insurance is generally
broader,
less expensive, isn't it?
Unless you have to pay COBRA.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
that's a whole other
situation. I guess the one thing I like about COBRA, I mean, it's ungodly expensive, but I think it makes people realize how much your employer. You know, as being somebody who owns a business, how much your employer pays for you for that benefit? Because it's not like you're getting charged COBRA more than what your employer was paying. That's what they've been paying all along.
Right. So
you know,
so
you can't afford it. And you're just like, you can't really diss your employer because that's what they've been paying all along times how many employees.
Right. So if they come back and you've been paying out of your own pocket, you know, if your employer's covering part of your premium and you know, your premium's $2,500 a month for your family, and you've only been paying $500 a month.
You're seeing.
Well, you can just take, you can just take that $2,000 and add it to how much they paid you.
Right.
You bet.
So you just,
it is a true benefit.
$24,000 a year.
Yeah.
Toward just health insurance.
For one person. Multiply that by how many employees they have. I mean, so I guess that's the only thing. It's a reality check. It's a reality check to people realizing what their employers have had to pay for the whole time. It's not it's not like, well, they're supposed to give me these benefits.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if they want to keep if they want to keep their employees and keep good employees, they're going to offer these benefits. But offering it doesn't mean they're free.
Right.
I mean, they're paying a lot of money to keep you.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, you have to look at it that way, too. So I guess that's...
Do employers generally look this time of the year as well at group policies?
They do.
And is it, or I didn't know if there were different dates.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, okay. Yeah, they usually have. They usually have their administrative team looking at that.
I mean, I know you said by December 7th that people had to respond
they've
to
been
any
looking,
notices.
They've been looking for a while which programs they're going to be doing.
Well, that's nice that they're allowed to do that and we're not.
Well, they have to look at what they have to offer people.
Right.
So, and then they give you the choices. These are the ones that we're willing to offer to you, which has to be done ahead of time. And then the enrollment period starts. And then these are what we're willing to offer you.
Sure.
You know, so.
No, I get that.
All that fun stuff. I know. There are some benefits.
The fact that this is not a year round, the fact that you cannot have the freedom in a free country to purchase a product.
Right. Whenever you need it, whenever you want it.
Would like to make a change or whatever, and until somebody else's deadline or period of time, or until you have a major change in your life that somebody else has determined is the meaning of major, the fact that we cannot have just like this is insane to me. This is a free country. I should be able to go and shop health insurance whenever I want. I should be able to change my policy
like
whenever I want.
We used to be able to do. Yes. We used to be able to shop. Right. Oh, hey, my rates are going up. And that keeps everybody honest.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, market just makes everything. But if December 5th, and I guarantee you, December 16th, I'm probably going to get a call saying, I missed the deadline. What do I do?
You're
well,
screwed.
I can get you a private policy, you know.
It's going to cost you.
It's going to cost you, or what do you have for pre-existing conditions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do it now.
You know,
get on
I mean, but that, think about it. 11-1 to 12-15, that's 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. To get millions of people
to figure
through the
out what you want to do for an entire year and make, you know, like if you're just a single person, I guess that's not as huge of a decision. But if you're a mother and father of, you know, four kids with all their different needs and everything, that it's a lot of information that you got to make the right decision for them for an entire year.
It's the thing is, me a little anxiety.
It does.
Tell you, when
what
I'm looking
gets
at that,
me
it's
is
just like, oh no. And
what gets me is that you keep, once you make the decision, you keep having to make it.
I know.
Yes.
Like you keep having to relook at it every stinking year.
That's because it changes every year a little bit. So they want to make sure that you understand the changes and.
But why does it keep changing?
I know. Because it's government.
I mean, exactly. The insurance companies don't want it to change.
Oh, no.
Why do you think they would love it to be just this is what it is. And
these are our products and we'd like to offer you. And they offer these and then this is what we're going to offer.
Right.
They would love to keep it simple.
Right.
It costs them way more money to deal with all this stuff than it used to when they could just say these are our products. We have the gold, the silver,
instead of providing the customer service and the help to people that need it, this is what they're spending their time on every year, is manipulating the product, you know, trying to figure out who should be where. And that's not just
right.
Let them be.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're right. The government stepped in and
it's
now it's a big free for all.
It's not so free.
No.
You know?
It's hanging around me too long.
All these deadlines. It's just.
It's a lot to remember.
It is a lot to remember. Just remember, make sure you make your decision by December 15th. Just don't blow it.
November 1st.
November 1st is when it opens up. Some people have gotten free looks already. You can kind of look it and kind of look at it ahead of time and all that kind of stuff. So,
why can't I do that? I don't want to wait.
I think you probably did get a letter.
No?
No, you haven't gotten one sometimes.
Well
you can't you can't go into the Affordable
week.
Care Act until, you won't be able to see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that the, now I will
but
tell
your
you
current
this.
Carrier, you should have gotten some kind of notice of what your renewal is going to look like.
And last year, it didn't change. I was floored. Absolutely floored.
And do you know yet what it's going to be for this coming year?
You know what? I haven't checked my mail in about a week because we kind of do the, I thought you did it. Oh, no, wait, I thought you did it thing. And then neither one of us ever goes. And we have a P.O. box. And
Yeah.
So
everybody needs to start checking their mail right now. It's a big time to check your mail. Check your emails. Check your mails. It's really important
mostly
to do that right now.
Crap. So and
don't,
I just don't care about
don't
it.
Don't blow it off. It's really important, you know.
I'm guessing I should check my email, too. I suppose it's possible that there's an email in there.
Because then if you did have a large rate increase, then now you need to go on to
healthcare.gov. How will I know what's large at this point?
Well, more than what you're paying. Larger than what you're paying.
How many years have we been under the Affordable Care Act? don't know. Oh. Has it been 6 years now?
I was going to say 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
This same policy was $463 a month.
Oh, my God.
Don't even get me started about when we had Hearst. Hearst was awesome.
Yeah. $1,600 to $1,600 a month in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you ask me,
and it's
what
just
my
a husband and wife.
Of an increases?
That's not a family policy. That's just a husband and wife. That's, I mean, people need to understand that's not.
Right.
I mean, actually, $1,600 for a family is, if you have a lower deductible, that's probably not so bad.
No,
but
two people.
For two people,
yeah,
no.
And I have the exact same conditions that I had before the Affordable Care Act came into play. Exact same. Oh, I've had the kidney stones before that. I had.
Yeah.
My husband has nothing. He's just weird. Apparently that's
he insurable.
He's
a weirdness factor. That's it.
We're going to talk about that on Don't Even Get Me Started.
Okay.
We pulled the boat out this week.
Oh, out of the water?
Mm-hmm. But it's a semi-annual issue. Putting the
boat in and
taking
the boat
back out. Yeah.
Do you do your piers too? In and out or no? You leave them?
He does. You know, he does that.
Okay,
I have
yeah.
nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Oh, can you imagine?
We still can't get to our boat. Our boat's on the land, and it can't come out because it's flooded.
Oh, my God!
Eventually, our boat will float off the land.
Oh.
Yeah. The whole Big Flats area is underwater.
Wow, still
underwater. If we get 3 inches here, we get 17 there. It's just crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just interesting math. Yeah.
Do you like that?
Sounds like my insurance deductible.
Yeah. It's just crazy. So we park it on there. You know, we bought the land last year. We parked it on this little slab that was back there. Thought, perfect place to park it, right? Which is great.
Seems like it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to pull it out.
And here comes the rain.
Someday it's going to float out. No, we're waiting for the snow and the ice.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
And then we should be able to pull it out with that.
Yeah, frozen ground. You can do it.
It might just
rip the tires, but whatever. We'll get it out of there.
Yeah.
Rims are fine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Renee Wilging, how do we get in touch with you?
You can give me a call at 262-742-4029.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
for
Renee.
Woo-woo.
Bringing...
That was so energetic and just so enthusiastic.
You just remind me of my little granddaughter, Ellie. She's 18 months old. You say boo, Ellie. And she goes, boo.
I like that.
Boo. That's what you just sounded
I
like.
I want a grandbaby.
Boo. Aww.
Oh, you'll have one. They're the best things ever.
They are.
I can't wait.
Yeah. But anyway, coming up next, don't even get me started. We always have to do this right after Renee's here because she gets me started.
She does.
She does.
I try.
The health care gets you.
The health care.
Yeah.
She's the one who wants to talk about it.
Well, this is the only time I wanted to talk about it and you didn't bring it up first. I'm just saying. I just want to throw the deadlines out there.
All right, you too.
Melody has to separate us now.
I do.
We'll be right back after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
And now for another edition of...
Don't even get me started.
That's like my favorite part of the
show. I know, me too. I know.
Because we do it together.
I wonder how many other people do it with us.
Probably a lot.
I would love that. If you do, I think go ahead and call us and leave it on one of our voicemails.
Right. We'll make an intro.
We can make an intro with everybody saying, don't even get me started.
Yes. Do it.
Please do.
Yes.
Do you want to continue with the theme of Halloween?
We can.
We get on something else?
We can, absolutely. Do you have something?
What about the Bed Bath & Beyond had to pull their black jack-o'-lanterns after complaints?
Listen, what about the red ones? What about the yellow ones? What about the brown ones?
What about the pink ones?
What about pink ones? Like, come on. That's not...
It's reaching again. And they're cute. They're cute. Did you see the picture?
They go with some people's decor.
Exactly.
Like, this is not about...
Bats are black.
Right.
You know?
Spiders are black.
There's
Do they
black
have to take all
I
of
mean,
those?
Yeah. I don't
because
understand
Because now
this.
We have a... Now we have a whole section of our nation that are underrepresented with regard to jack-o'-lanterns.
You got a good point.
If that's the way you're going to look at it.
You have a very good point. So
I think the idiocy runs deep.
It does. But they
it's
were.
A deep state of dumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Black jack-o'-lanterns. And see, this is another. You're right. You're absolutely right. This is another example of caving.
Of caving. And
to something that is ridiculous. Like, you're making this up. Were they white people that were complaining?
This I do not know.
Because I think that white people are far too paranoid about this stuff. And African-American people are probably looking at them like, yeah, you guys are like hyper. We didn't even think of that. We don't even care. They're jack-o'-lanterns. They're decorations. They're toys. They're this. They're that. Like, you know, we keep spreading this big wide, you know, swoop of, oh, my gosh, everybody's offended by something. And the people that people are actually saying are offended mm-hmm. are standing there saying, yeah, we don't really care.
Well, the local where this was, the local NAACP director, Wilbur Aldridge, said that it showed extreme lack of sensitivity.
To what?
To pumpkins that are white.
Not black?
White? I don't know. I've no orange.
Yeah, there's tons of white
orange
pumpkins out there now. Do
yes,
we have to get
is
rid of them?
Yeah, there are. So it is.
That's dumb.
It is dumb.
Stop it.
Just like before when you started the show with Kmart having to cave to
a bride
take
costume.
Down the, yeah. The
listen,
bride
and not everything has some sinister meaning.
No.
Okay?
It's
not,
just innocent.
Some stuff is just, you know,
and
there.
Cute. Yeah. And that's what it is.
Stop making everything an issue.
Jeez.
God.
What else do you have?
In perhaps the least surprising study results ever, researchers have found that married men create roughly 7 hours of extra housework for their wives every single day. I'm just kidding. It's every single week.
Every.
Except in my case, in which case is every single minute. In turn, wives wives save their partners from a full hour of chores in that same period, showing just how uneven the distribution of labor is in modern marriages.
Yep.
I don't even know where I got this. Oh, the study out of the University of Michigan found that women end up doing way more around the house because their husbands, though that's not exactly shocking. There's far less to do on the outside than there is on the inside. So I get that this is, I'm not sure that they actually create it.
Sometimes.
Well,
it depends.
I'm trying
like,
to
I don't
defend
say
other
like,
husbands.
Guys.
My
right.
husband creates far more than 7 hours a week worth of stuff for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Die.
He knows.
I have to tell you.
You know, he doesn't even listen anymore because he's like, you're talking about me.
Of course
like,
we do.
Have you ever heard anything that's not true on the show? And he's like, yeah, no.
That is
no.
hilarious.
He's, yeah.
Okay, did you see the video this week that went viral of a McDonald's? There was a customer that was upset because she got the wrong food. And she was apparently waiting for 25 minutes.
Then nobody
apparently.
Waits for 25 minutes at McDonald's.
No.
Okay, first of all,
no.
let's not even.
That's what
crap.
Was,
that's not even
that's crap.
True. Sorry. It's the second time I've used that word today.
So she was so upset that she went up to the counter and threw her food at the manager. Well, the manager wasn't going to have any of that. And like, it's not happening in my, you know, in my world today. So he picked up a blender.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And he picked up a blender and it bounced off. I mean, he threw it and it hit her head.
Knocked her down.
Knocked
I
her
did
down.
See this video.
Shattered her jaw, cheek.
It looked like her eye socket.
And
she had stitches on her cheek.
Shattered cheekbone and a broken nose. So she's suing. But at what point? If
does it become self-defense?
Yeah. Absolutely. And how much can you take?
Yeah.
With
I think though that next time you pick up and you throw like, you know, a thing of french fries. But not a blender.
Not a blender.
Because
I mean seriously.
Yeah, cuz it knocked the person down.
I know.
Like it knocked this woman down. Yeah.
And
like flattened her.
Yeah.
Which good shot by the way.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but you just don't go throwing your food at people number one. You wait whatever it is.
I mean, if you're going to wear a helmet, because somebody's probably going to throw something back.
Yeah.
If you're willing to poke the bear that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wonder what she's going to be getting in order to make her go
they'll settle
away.
Because
right.
it's lawyers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
She said she was frustrated. Anyway, I watched the video. I watched it like 5 times.
Well, didn't
like,
we
boom.
Learn in kindergarten not to throw our food?
Yeah, we did.
Is it really that big of a deal? That your order's a little wrong.
I know.
I mean, I saw
how
the
many
woman.
Times
she
have
was
we gotten
eat it anyway.
How many times have we? How many times have you not gotten a straw? And you just get so mad, but you just
worst.
Like go around in the drive-thru again.
I've never done that. Oh my God, you go and get back in line in the Do you know how bad that have you ever worked in a drive-thru? Do you know how bad that screws them up? They're trying to hand you the other order.
I didn't get a straw.
My God.
It has been a while, and I've never done it here. I've never done it, even in the state.
I mean, if there's nobody else in the drive-thru, I guess that's okay. I'm just saying, that's like backing up in the drive-thru. Don't do that either.
Oh, no, don't do that. No. I'm saying if it's a long line, then I'll go in. But if there's like a car, no, I'm waiting. What about the local here, the lady that was doing 113 with kids in her car?
And no car seat.
And no car seat.
Like, what are you? And she was like nonchalant about it. Yeah. Okay.
She just needed to get home.
Right.
Wasn't that what she?
Whatever. Yeah. Well, I think it was a DUI too, wasn't it? Didn't she blow 0.12?
I think so. But she just needed to get home. Like,
yeah, you did.
Honestly, home to somewhere else with bars.
Yep.
Did you hear about the guy with his name tattooed on his neck? Tried to give the cops a wrong name.
So whose name is that on your neck? Well, it's my boyfriend.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Yeah.
My dad.
He should have wore a turtleneck.
Why do you get
a tattoo of your name on your neck?
I mean, stop getting names at all.
Yeah.
Okay? Not your own, not someone else's. Just stop getting, just get pretty pictures.
Yeah.
And symbols
that
mean something
pretty
to
pictures.
You.
Right. One other thing about this, the cops put out a warrant for his arrest in a forgery case.
The hits just keep on coming for that guy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Now we're going to talk about, I don't like the P words, right?
Yes. Yep.
So
I do.
As the GM at the radio station here, I have a longstanding rule that we don't talk about anything, basically nothing that goes on in the bathroom that starts with a P.
Thank you for that.
Right. It's just unnecessary and not classy to talk about.
No.
Not that this show is entirely classy either, but hey. So, but I have to talk about
this. We try
to
keep it clean.
Right. And I'm not... get it? Clean?
Yeah.
I...
Oh, are you going to say one or what?
I don't think I need to say it because I'm just talking about... Okay, this always thing with them taking the female thing off of the... Okay, look.
Thank you for bringing this up.
You know, the one thing that I'm jealous of transgenders is the fact that men who become women do not have to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Very good point.
And I'm not alone.
No.
I'm not alone. I'm like, man, you get all the benefits of becoming a woman except that problem.
So would you say, man, you are like,
whatever, dude. No,
because all of a sudden
either.
Somebody's going to find that offensive.
I know, my God. Person. Like, anyway.
That is the, well, wasn't it
so what
the
is
same
the
company?
Deal?
Didn't they say that, okay, I don't know. Can I use that time of the month?
Okay.
Should be happy. Like they named it happy or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? Because it's never happy.
No. It's not.
I mean,
maybe the first day, just in case you get nervous,
right,
or a couple
exactly.
days late, that's happy.
No, it's all happy.
But about 16 seconds after that feeling, you're back to, oh, crap.
Right. Yeah. And after, years
so
of having
I
it.
So I just don't get it. I mean, this is, you cannot, it's impossible. It's like you're trying to, you want to be inclusive of transgender and not, but no. There's no way
there
to
isn't.
Do that with
there
this
isn't.
Particular subject.
You can't include them.
No.
You can't.
And trust me, nobody asked them.
No.
But I'm guessing that nobody asked them and they would have said, had they been asked, yeah, that's one thing we don't really need to be a part of.
No, it's okay.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We're
we
good.
Get it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Put whatever pictures on the package you need to. Because we don't.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, I'm guessing nobody asked them.
Uh-uh. Nobody did. Not at all.
So I just don't, here it is. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Down the path of you change something that there was no problem, but you came up with a solution anyway. Well, mm-hmm. good for you. But how about we come up with a solution that actually impacts people and makes their lives better?
Right.
And not something stupid. Like
taking
a symbol off of a package of menstruate, of pads
exactly.
that are for, in fact, people who need them, which are not either one of the people you're trying to include, nor do those people probably really want to be included.
I'm assuming they're fine without it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Who
I can't even talk about this
that?
Anymore.
Who thought know. Of that?
Just, I don't know.
It's,
I don't know. But it's weird.
It is weird. It is.
One more thing.
Okay.
We met the vice president this week.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
It's so
Turns
exciting.
Turns out we're neighbors.
I know.
And well, not now.
No, but you have been.
Yeah, we were. We were.
The same state.
Well, the same neighborhood.
In the same neighborhood,
of.
Right. Yeah. But yes.
I did not know that.
But you found out.
Mm-hmm. I went to shake his hand and I said, I'm from Indiana. You know, Indiana's doing great. Thank you so much for everything and what you do. And he said, oh, and he said, I said, I grew up on the south side of Indianapolis. Oh, he said, what part of Indiana? And I said, I grew up on the south side of Indianapolis. And I went to Perry Meridian High School and my husband went to Southport High School. And he said, oh, I lived right around the corner from Perry Meridian. And I said, nuh-uh. Which I did. You were there. I said, that's what I said to the vice president. And my classy way of conversing.
It's a proud moment.
And, right. Yeah. And he said, I lived in Hill Valley. Well, Hill Valley is the housing addition that's right next to the housing addition that I lived in, which was Carriage Estates. And I said, oh, my gosh, I grew up in Carriage Estates. And he said, oh, and we both mentioned the YMCA.
Wow.
That was right, 'cause I grew up about 10 houses down from the Y. And we both mentioned that. And then we kind of
so
chuckled.
Cool.
And I said, God bless you. And I'm sorry for all the crap you have to put up with, which is not what I said, but basically that. And thank you for everything. And he moved on and shook your hand.
He shook my hand.
But I had a conversation
I know
with
you
him.
Did.
It was so cool.
It mm-hmm. was so cool.
He's a very nice person. I mean, he's, you know.
And all of these people are, you know, trying to get his attention. And mm-hmm. you had, you know, he was locked in on you.
I did it.
You know, you
yeah,
did it. So
I did.
It was really, it was such a great moment to just to meet him or to even
yeah.
just to be there.
It was.
And to see him. And
well,
then
he was,
to,
and he was talking about the USMCA.
Yes.
This agreement between United States, Canada and Mexico and the benefits. And so there were farmers, there were manufacturers. And it just is it's a win-win-win, period, mm-hmm. end of story. And you can try and argue that all you want. But if you read it and you understand what it's about and some of the things that happened with NAFTA, and then you go back and you know, you look at the differences between these two and the advantages that this one has over that, when we thought that was the best trade agreement mm-hmm. on the planet. Well, no, it was horrible. It was horrific. But you look at this one and the things that it covers, the loopholes that it closes, It's a no-brainer. It's an
right.
absolute no-brainer for farmers, manufacturers, which means the economy. I mean, just all of it here in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there to listen to some of the details about that and to support that. And so one of the things that you should do is look into it if you don't know what the USMCA is. And because the folks out in D.C. cannot get signatures on it because it's sitting on somebody's desk. Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she won't put it in front because it'll pass. And the thing about it is it'll pass with signatures from both sides. I mean, this is a bipartisan issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, but it's now, you know how it is out there right now. It's
right.
just everything we can do to make it so that Trump doesn't look like he's having any success at all, which is all he's doing.
Yes.
So, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so it was awesome.
It was
very cool.
It was. It was yep. great to hear. And it was good to hear all of the points because I didn't know all of those, mm-hmm. what he was talking about. And it was great to hear the panelists on there. It was great to see our Congressman Brian
uh-huh.
Steil
yep.
and talk with him a little bit. So it has been a great week.
So Brian was here last week on the show and then we saw him, you know, at
mm-hmm.
the thing. And I said, or was it last week? It was a week before, whatever. And I said, so now you're stalking me.
Yes.
And he was like, I could say the same thing about you. I'm like, oh, yeah, probably.
So true.
So, right. Because yeah. I think I have a thing next week with him, too.
Except I think that he flew there probably, or no, we probably didn't. I was going to say, no.
I'm not sure.
Maybe, I don't know, depending on where
I know
he
was
from.
At the airport.
Yeah, yes, he was.
But
so.
I don't know if he, I don't think he flew in with him.
No, probably not. But
yeah, he... Yeah.
So like then, he's up there and like you're just like speeding down the road, getting there.
I know. They just drop him in.
Oh, no. Or, it was fun. It was a great event.
It was
event.
Awesome. Great and, people there. Great yep. people there.
Absolutely.
I was surprised at how many people I knew.
Yeah.
That were there.
Well, are you really?
Yeah,
are
I was.
You really? Because mm-hmm. who don't you know?
Well, I do know a lot of
I
people.
Mean, yeah.
But
so,
I did. I was surprised.
With all the boards that you sit on and all of the volunteer work that you do. And so I
was
wasn't
awesome.
Surprised, but it was great. Yeah. It was a good day.
Lots of friendly, happy faces.
It's a good day for Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Positive.
Mm-hmm.
Positive people
right.
were in that room.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yeah. So it was nice to be there and nice to be included.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yes.
And we dragged Mike Mason along with us, who hates crowds, but he wanted to see the vice president, so we took him with us, too. And he was our professional photographer selfie guy in case we got the opportunity, so
right.
we had to take him for his mad selfie
Which
skills.
What happened to him, then? Because he didn't get...
He got
I mean,
squeezed out
you
by
had
Secret
somebody
Service.
Else.
You and I got up there, but then she looked, took one look at him and was like, no.
No. You back.
You. Get back. You look
That's
like
too
trouble.
Bad. Too bad. But whether that you were there, if you met him or not, it was good to
it
be
was awesome.
A part of. Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yep. Yeah.
It was fun.
Yes.
Anyway.
So.
More music.
Coming up.
Right here on Lake 96.1.